Investment banks in Asia have been struggling in 2002. That's led to some drastic downsizing, especially in Hong Kong. Andrew Brown caught up with some former bankers who are fighting back with their own business plans.
About a year ago, Jennifer Ting's life went through a bit of a shake-up. She got laid off by Merrill Lynch. But instead of sitting around feeling sorry for herself, she decided to open a bar. With the help of friends and business partners, a woman who'd never made a cocktail in her life became an expert at mixing drinks, among other things.
I'd come into the bar around 4, clean up the whole area, mop down everything, wipe down the sofas, get everything, the bathrooms and everything cleaned up for everyone.
For many bankers who are out of work, staying afloat has been a challenge. When CNN first interviewed Tina Goulet in December 2001, Deutsche Bank was about to let her go. She's still looking for a new employer.
You do get a lot of rejection, and I don't think it's very healthy to spend 8 hours a day having someone say, well, you know, thanks for calling, but we don't need you.
Goulet keeps busy by studying for financial exams and is physically fitter than she's been before because she has time to do a lot of water sports. Other professionals who've left big corporations no longer measure their achievements just in terms of money.
Banking is very dollar-centric. You know, you're focused on how much revenue you're bringing in, how much assets you're bringing in, whereas here it's just how many friends you have coming up and having a drink with you.
No one can knock what Daniel Cheong is doing. After dropping out of a private equity firm voluntarily, he set up a gym to teach boxing. The gym's already broken even, and apparently it's a good place to relieve work-related stress.
We have bankers, a lot of investment bankers. This guy here is a lawyer. I still need some doctors in here, but I'm sure a lot of them would come in.
No one's been injured at this gym yet. In Asia, it's businesses that are hurting. Investment banks in the region have fired more than 500 employees over the last 2 months. Some of those people may have to adopt Tina Goulet's survival strategy if they want to get rehired.
Even if you really don't want to and you're really tired of having everybody say, I'd love to hire you, but I don't have headcount, it's too bad. You just have to keep going.
Yes, these are tough times in the world of finance, but you shouldn't let anyone get in your way. And if they do, fight back. Don't let the sun set on your career.